Hola.
Now let's have some tea.
Mi gente, welcome back. We're bringing you another Tuesday tea topic. We forgot our microphone. There's nothing up there either. Because I was about to check it and I'm like, Salud, cheers.
Today's episode is on mastering the art of effective communication skills.
Not only be able to open up and know how to communicate, but also know that just because you want to communicate to someone about something, like let's say it's something that's bothering you or it's very constructive, that doesn't always mean that someone wants to argue with you. It doesn't mean you're trying to start a fight. Like, you're supposed to be able to openly communicate with people.
So I was a chatterbox. Always, I guess another thing that comes from my mom, she likes to talk, she likes to, you know, have conversations, and I would be to the point where I would say too much. I would get in trouble. Because, you know, being a kid also, you didn't know what you weren't allowed to say. So I would be asked questions and I would be truthful. I'll be honest about it and just, you know, come out and tell them. And then I'll get in trouble for just giving off too much information. I had no problem, like, you know, saying what it was. But I wasn't the one to open up communication. Like, I had to be talked to. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't, not until later on, I was, like, kind of, like, shy. I would be, like, I kept, you know, even though I had cousins and stuff like that, I liked playing with them. And I kind of, like, kept to myself unless I was in an environment where I could flourish. Like, when I was in school and I could help other people, I knew that was something I knew how to talk about. So I would talk about it. I had no problem talking about stuff that you know. But something, like, that I, you know, a new person or something, I just kind of like kept to myself. And I think I'm kind of like that now. Like, kind of, I watch you first before, you know, I kind of like study you a little bit before I talk to you. I don't know if that's like a trust thing or whatever, but nah, I wasn't a quiet child when it came to my comfortable circle, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Certain things was like, well, make sure you don't say this and don't talk about this.
Yeah,
and which is why that's one thing I'm big with my kids. I never do that. That's why I always try to make sure anything that's said in front of them, I have to be comfortable with them. Maybe, I mean, obviously certain things are like private and home, but I don't really do that so much with my kids because I never want them to feel like there are things that they're not allowed to talk about. Like, I want them to be able to openly express themselves if there's things that they want to talk about. So I try to make sure that hopefully things that are being said around them, you know, for the most part, I try to make sure that they're allowed to hear it or talk about it, you know, as quiet as you can or whatever. But I never give them those like warnings, like don't say this in front of this one or make sure you don't talk. I never do that because I want them to know that they could say whatever it is they feel like they need to say to whoever. Obviously they're respectful. I raise them to be respectful, at least I hope. But I don't do that because I remember that too. So it was almost like when I was a kid and I'd be out, like I was so timid and shy, but it was like a large part of it was like fear or being scared. Like, you don't want to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And I feel like that grows with you as you become an adult. And it's not good. It's not good. So that was good that like you were able to be open and express yourself if you felt comfortable enough, you know,
in the environment. But as far as like, but then after a while, when you are comfortable in your environment, I would get yelled at because I would be told, whatever happens here, you don't say it out.
I know.
Whatever happens in my house, you don't tell anybody. This is my house. So I was like, that's something I had to learn. So it was the opposite for me, just like,
because
I got in trouble. Like I said, I would be like, my family members would ask me a question and then I would just blurt it out or tell the truth. And I didn't know it was something that wasn't supposed to be told because I wasn't told, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just like, I didn't know that it was something that was like a secret.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing that I think is like a good tip, because I know a lot of people can relate out there, whenever you're asking a child like, oh, how was school today? How was your day? You get nothing out of that. Either they're like, what'd you do today? Nothing.
Yeah.
How was school? Fine. Like, it's like pulling teeth at times to get, you know, depending on your child and their age. Like when they're little, you know, they're excited, so they'll talk about more. But they get to an age where it's like, you were there for 6-7 hours. Like, you definitely did something. You can't open up. So one thing that I had started doing with my kids a long time ago, I would ask them, what was the peak of your day? Like, I wouldn't even ask how your day was, or I'd say, is there anything you want to share about your day? And then I would ask them, what's the peak of your day? So, which is like the highest point, so the best part of their day. And then sometimes, like, they would say, they'll go, oh, there was no peaks, no pits. And I'm like, all right, well, what was the best part then? If there is no, like, you know, just think of what your best moment today was. And then I'll have them share their pit with me, which is the worst part of their day. So that's one way to get them, like, engaged, to, like, talk and communicate and learn to express, you know, their day or what they did in that day and find out more about their day. Because I think it's so important to get them talking, you know, and communicating. And it helps them, I feel like, just for when they're older, too. Because, like we were saying now, too, even with adults and, like, dating, yes. Right? It's, like, hard now.
With communication. When I'm trying to get to know a guy, or the communication is not there. I don't know if it's because they're too involved in other things. Like, they don't know how to hold a conversation, and that's not something, I'm not used to that at all. Like, I don't know if it's from my generation. So it's talking about, like, in relationships, like, trying to make a relationship, you have to have communication. And nowadays, when you're in the dating world, men do not communicate at all. So it's like, how do you get to know a person if you're not having a conversation? Like, even text messages, like, the text message, you'll be like, they'll be good at first, and then they just, two words, one word, no, it's like dry. It's like, no, you need to keep going back and forth, and then you feel like sometimes, like, you're the one asking the question. Yeah, so I'm like, it's just something that's amiss right now when it comes to dating. Like, the relationship's not going to go anywhere. Well, for me anyway, if there's no communication.
Yeah, no, I would stop, like, immediately. If I see something like that, or if they reach out, you know, respond. But if I keep seeing, like, it's just very short and not opening up, like, I won't even waste time. Like, just keep it moving. Exactly. But do you think that is because of social media and everything now? I feel like it's, like, so robotic that everything is, like, in front of us, that now people lack the communication skills, but which is scary.
By us saying that, we give them the excuse. For some women or men, they don't mind the lack of communication. I don't know, but I do think it definitely has to do with social media, because everything's out there available for them to already, I guess, see. I don't know what the issue is, but they seriously need to work on it. Because
that's, like, even with, like, texting, and I know it's just text, so it's not even that serious, but, like, you know, and it's like, UNO, like, just to shorten things and stuff like that pisses me off.
Yeah, like we said, it's quick gratification. Anything to do it faster, and not to have to put any effort in it, don't have to work hard, don't have to work for it.
So minimal.
And that's another thing. No effort. How can you ask for nothing and get less? That's another thing that aggravates.
She sent me this thing the other day. Oh my goodness, I was cracking up. It was a meme of what do you cook for a guy who does nothing for you? Like, does not plan dates, does not buy you anything special, does not, like, a bunch of, like, things, you know? And then it was like, cooking ice cubes. And then what did you say? Something about not even cutting the ice.
The girl was like cutting the ice cubes, putting it in the pan. I was like, I don't even cut my damn ice cubes. Take straight water. Waste my damn ice cubes. Like, how do you know what the person likes, what the person wants, how the person is? Like, without communication.
There's so much to talk about. Like, one, just getting to know the person, right? There's a billion questions you can ask about someone that you're just getting to know. Mm-hmm. Two, their perspective on so many things in life, how they think, what they like, what they want to experience. Like, there are endless conversations to be had. So if you find people that it's like pulling teeth to get them to have a conversation.
And I think we're like that.
I'd say next, like,
we're into communicating. So for us, it's easy. We know we have so many questions and, you know, so many thoughts. I don't know if it happens on the women's side too, but as far as I know, like, the men are just
I'm sure for them too, it's probably hard. You know, I think it might, who knows, it might even be harder because, and I could be wrong, I don't know, but I feel like for women nowadays, like, there's so much superficialness going on, so much just fakeness. It's all about how you look and what you're presenting, rather than what you're actually carrying within you, which is being able to, like, have a good conversation or, you know, brains or, you know, just outlooks on life. Like, some people just think, okay, just bringing like good looks to the table as a woman is enough, like a trophy, quote unquote trophy wife. And that is far from enough, especially when you really do find a man who is intellectual, who is successful, and who's got everything going for him. That is not going to impress him, you know? I mean, it might for a while, he might be able to like whine and but it's not going to like captivate and keep his attention. He'll just be on to the next,
exactly,
next one.
And for a man like that, there's many that are going to be interested in him. It's like for women. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these guys think that it's only looks, showing their abs and, you know.
Maybe in like our 20s, we're like, ooh, abs, and like forget everything else. But it's like, oh my gosh, that's like so low on my list. It's
very much. And I think that's why with the whole like talking about communication and stuff, I think that comes with age as well. You know, when you're in your 20s, you're into just having fun. You're just into having just a good time. You're not really into getting to know the person because you don't see longevity. But at our age, we're looking for the next step in life.
Mm-hmm. And not all 20-year-olds, because there are some mature, like really good. It's funny when I talk to some 20-year-olds that I know, you know, or people in their 20s that have like successful businesses that they run, or like you talk to them, like sometimes I'll say, like, I forget I'm talking to someone who's like 24 because they have such a good head on their shoulders and they're so much wiser than their years, or at least I think probably because I relate it back to myself at that age. So I really give those people like so much credit, because there are many 20-year-olds that do fall into the category where like they're ahead of their years, or they're not at that immature level that, you know, we're talking about. So,
and that's what I see also nowadays too. Because I guess, like she said, when we were in our 20s, it was about fun.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the 20-something-year-olds, it's two-sided. Either they're mature and they're trying to build a life. They want to get married. They want businesses. They're just go-getters. Mm-hmm. Or you just have the ones that just don't care about anything.
Yeah. I was on like the don't care spectrum, and I regret that so much, you know. But it was like things were good. We didn't have to like stress over anything or worry, you know.
And I feel like during our time of being like 20s, I think there was a lot more of us that were like at the don't care and just have fun, because there was a lot more things to do. Like a lot of these kids now don't do the lounges and the clubs and stuff like that. And there was a lot more, like it was a club era.
Yeah.
So a lot of us were into the clubs. It's more like restaurants showing their food and stuff like that. And that's where we're at.
I was going to say, or maybe you're right. Maybe we're just at that age where
maybe
it's like,
that's just our algorithms on our pages, because that's what we're into.
I'm like very much like social butterfly. Get me out. Bring me around people. Although I notice as I'm getting older, I am becoming more like, I don't want to say like I hate people, but I'm starting to like people less and less, like unless I really know you, you know. I'm not as...
You're more comfortable being home or just being around people that you know.
Yeah.
And my mom, though, she liked to go out. She loved to go out. She talks about the 70s all the time. She swears that was the best era.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could ask my mom about, because my mom did, 70s, yeah, back then.
She was like, it's the best era. She talks about like partying in the clubs and just raves all the time about the 70s. So when it was time for me to go out and have fun, she encouraged it. She was like, go out, have fun. It only comes around once. Enjoy it. Like, she really would want me to do that. And so I have a younger sister, and she's the total opposite of me. Total opposite. And she gets upset with her. Like, go out. You need to go out. You need to go have fun. Because she's still in her 30s. Mm-hmm. So she's like, go out. And she don't want to. My mom's like, go out. So whenever she goes out, my mom's so happy. Like, yeah, she's going out.
Yeah. I think that just is who they are, though, you know, which is good. Like, I look at, like my oldest son and her daughter, too. Like, he'll go to, like, breweries sometimes or, like, the aquarium. Like, he likes experiences. That's what it is. I think our kids, and they're in their mid-20s, our own children, they're more about experiences, which I admire and I love.
And I think the whole thing with also with communication, we were out. And we were in clubs.
Talking in person.
And we were talking with people in person. And you had to, you could, of course, we had like text messaging.
AIM had just come out around our clubbing time.
And we had text messages and stuff like that, but it wasn't like as sophisticated as it is now. You had to work for that.
It was very basic. Yeah, it was like, call me, like stuff like that.
You had to press that one letter a whole bunch of times, you know. So it was easier just to call the person and be like, let's just meet here. Like, it was more outings with people that you were interested in, and you would have a conversation with them, and you would get to know them, and you would bump into that, especially if your spot was their spot.
And actually talking on the phone.
And you would constantly see them out. You would constantly talk to them. And it was just a different time. Whereas now, everything is on the phone. But I have people that just straight go, you have my phone.
Oh, yeah, no, that I don't like that.
And you go straight to DMing me. Why? Are you hiding something? Because a lot of times people's DMs don't go off, but their text messages do.
What are some things that you think that people can do to help build their communication skills? Like, I think for me, once, like, my anxiety started and I think depression and stuff like that, I had still had problems with effective communication. So I think for me, it was like therapy. I would say definitely that was one of the things that helped me. Therapy. And then I think building your confidence. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like once you're confident in yourself, you feel more confident being able to like say what you feel. And not only that, even like speaking up for you, like for yourself. Like I was very much a yes person. I just wanted to please everyone. I never wanted to let anyone down. So no matter what they would ask me, even if it went against like, even if it like made it harder for me, I was like, I'm just going to say yes, because I was so much of like a yes person, like please people, like a people pleaser. And that's what happens too to children that grow up that way. And I think once you start realizing that, you're like, no, screw that. You start setting your boundaries and you're like, look, this is something that like, if they're really like a friend or someone that loves me or cares about me, they're going to respect the fact that like, no, I feel this way and I don't want to. And those are boundaries you have to set for yourself. So I notice like once you start feeling comfortable doing that, you're like, okay, you know, my voice, it does matter. It matters to me. It should matter to yourself. And I think once you feel that confidence, you're able to communicate much better.
I think it's also letting the person know that they can talk to you. Mm-hmm. Letting them know that you're there. Don't be embarrassed.
Make them comfortable.
Anything you need to say to me, I'm not going to get offended by it. You know, I understand where you're coming from. You know, you just want to make sure that they understand that you're not going to get upset with them. And you can open up and have, you know, a healthy conversation. Mm-hmm. And when going back to what she says about being a yes person, like, she'll say to me, she'll be like, no, she'll be like, tell that person, like she sees it in me. Cause I'm just like very, like just a chill, like calm person. She'll be like, and she'll tell me, especially in the dating world, she'll be like, no, you're not doing that. You don't let him do that to you. Don't let him talk to you like that. She's like she said, she'll be like, I'll be done with him. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've been there. I've done that. You know, I did that so much. And it's like, you do that, you're just going to always find people that are just going to walk all over you. Mm-hmm. Love yourself enough to know, like, I'm good with or without you, mm-hmm. you know, and just build confidence in yourself. Because it's hard. It's
but fucking hard. That comes with time.
With time, yeah.
It does come with time. And it will, if you really want it, you know, mm-hmm. if you really want to be the type of person that wants to know how to communicate with other people. Yeah.
There was something else I was just going to say. We were talking about the yes thing, and there was something else that tied into that. Shit, damn it. It was good.
That's another thing that comes with age too.
I know. Yeah, maybe. Like, should I be worried? I need to start doing like the crossword puzzles for like onset.
I think it's just when you just have so much on your plate and so much, you know, on your mind that it's easy to
forget. The one thing as I've gotten older, and I don't know if that comes with age or what, but like your mind gets so much more jumbled with stuff and things to remember. And you're just like, oh, it just never shuts off. That's what I feel like. I feel like my brain never shuts off.
I don't know. But yeah,
I guess whatever it was, I could always save it for our next episode. Cause yes. I don't remember what I wanted, but it was something.
Else. It'll come to her as soon as she's
I know. Like, as soon as I hit stop, it's going to fucking come to me.
But like we were saying with communication, I feel communication is key with a lot of things, not even in your relationships with a spouse, but your kids, your family, your friends, communicate. You need communication and you can't be afraid or shy about speaking up, talking out, because it's only going to help the other person.
Yeah, yeah. I know there was one thing the other day I saw that was like, oh, well, you know, so certain things you can't like tell your friends or whatever. And I was like, the friends that I have, I want to make sure like that's who else do you turn to? Mm-hmm. Like there's certain things I'm not going to go to my grandma for advice, you know, like you want your friends. So I'm like, you make sure you have the right people in your corner that you feel comfortable being able to openly communicate with mm-hmm. them. So that's like very, very important. But don't forget to subscribe, please. We're getting closer and closer to that 1,000 mark, so we're really excited. Like, if, oh my, even sharing. If you guys could share, that would be awesome. But we appreciate all of you. And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Love, light, peace, V, and C.